Helping Hand, it's a new weekly feature here on HPR. Each Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, event, something in the community that helps out people who are really in need. And aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Shriners Hospital, and I'm privileged because I've got their new administrator, John White, who I am told holds the top executive position at their Honolulu hospital. And it's a name that is associated with doing well all over the country. You always hear about it. So it's a real thrill to welcome them to HPR. Hello, John. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. And a little bit about Shriners, maybe, before we hear about what you do there. Folks, as I said, around the country, they hear the name, and a lot of people know it's a name associated with doing good. But forgive us for those of us who don't know a lot behind the story. Give us a little summary. Who is Shriners Hospital?
Yeah, you know, Shriners as an organization has a very long history. So to summarize it in the context of Honolulu in particular, so we've been here, actually last year was our 90th anniversary, if you didn't know that, 90 years here in Honolulu. And we were hospital number two. Shreveport, Louisiana was the first Shriners Hospital. So number two out of 22 hospitals across not just the United States, but there's also a hospital in Canada and one in Mexico as well.
Oh, cool. Okay, so North America. And we have that distinction, second of the whole group.
Second of the whole group, yep. And we are the currently, at least for a little while longer, the newest of all the hospitals in the Shriner system as well. There are a couple other under construction currently, but we're the one who's operating. It's got the most updated campus and so forth.
And how are you involved? Is there an interesting story as what drove you to be part of this effort?
Well, yeah. I was the CEO at North Hawaii Community Hospital a couple of years ago. That was my first introduction to Hawaii. My family and I always wanted to live here, and we'd been back on the mainland for a little while and looking to come back. I knew and have known about Shriners for a long time. I'm from Spokane, Washington, originally, and I watched the Shriners Hospital be built there, right across the street from a hospital that my dad was the CEO at. He was also a hospital CEO his career until he retired.
So you have some background family in the way that in running hospitals sort of thing.
Yeah, a long time. He was an x-ray tech way back when and then came up through the ranks and was a hospital CEO for a long time, retired in 03. So it's kind of in my family.
You know, right. That explains a little bit about what drove you, unique connection.
Yeah, and Shriners is just it's a great organization. I mean, very mission-focused, and we were really here for the kids. And that's something that's unique. I mean, it's just it's something that I think differentiates us in the marketplace a little bit in terms of the way we take kids in, care for them, and we don't have we're concerned about finances.
The mission. What is the mission?
So we treat kids and kids for almost all intents and purposes is 18 years and under, and we're primarily an orthopedic surgical hospital. So if you had, sometimes these are congenital things that are, the kids are born with, club feet, things that may develop over their young life, scoliosis, could be a sports injury. I mean, all sorts of things that deal with, kids and bones and muscles and rehabilitation is really what we're all about.
And what started it as a kids thing? What was the whole, inspiration to make this hospital, this North American hospital group that helps kids?
You know, and that's something I'm learning about, but here's what I understand. Shriners is a fraternal organization, a group of folks across the country that really wanted to do something worthwhile, and they began to support polio treatment a long time ago, over 100 years ago. And as polio became, less and less prevalent, eventually really almost, eradicated.
They moved on to other areas.
They had to pick something else. And so kids, and originally, I think if you go back, not too terribly far, Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children was the name of the organization. Okay. It wasn't hospitals for children. It was for crippled children. So that was the second mission, was really to care
handicapped
for kids.
Handicapped children.
So if you had, you had a short limb, you had trouble walking, you had a hip condition, spine conditions, things that really afflicted kids and made a huge difference when they were corrected in their life.
And the polio, just stepping back to the first mission of the polio, that was to eradicate it in kids too. That was with a youth focus, or?
Well, I think so. I think it was also the hospital part of it, it was maybe less prevention and more because I think at the time folks weren't really sure how to deal with it. They were just trying to care for people after you had it.
Right.
You know, so if you had a limb deformity or otherwise from polio. So it was a little, I mean, it was a natural progression from polio care to the kind of orthopedic work we do today, because a lot of what is polio's consequences are orthopedic type conditions.
Right. Yeah. And always geared around children.
Around kids. Right.
And that's cool to know a little bit more. I think there's probably a lot of people who just learned something about how Shriners came to be and what their mission. Again, and there's a lot of times you hear these names, you just don't know. And you take it for granted. You know they do good things. They're in the community. It's not that you don't appreciate what they do, but innocently, a lot of people just don't know what is all around them. Who can go to Shriners? If there are people listening and they're thinking, maybe it's someone in their life, maybe there's somebody who they're concerned about, it's a family friend. If you were to paint a picture of the kind of people who could take advantage of your service, who might be out there.
Who would that be? Well, the cool answer to that is anybody, any kid that needs the care that we can provide, is we'd love to have them. We'd love to take care of them. That's the only reason why we're here.
Certain needs in particular?
Well, definitely our scope of service, meaning the list of things that we do, is really revolves around orthopedic type care. So, but there's no question we care for kids with insurance, without insurance, with the ability to pay, kids from Hawaii, kids from the Pacific Basin in general. We have about 60-40. About 60% of the kids are local, and 40% comes from places like the Philippines or
Asia Pacific.
Asia
really.
Pacific, exactly. Wow. And we have outreach teams that are in place routinely in those areas to run a clinic to find these kids, bring them back to Hawaii, and change their lives.
It's nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Yep, absolutely.
Amazing. And as he said, no insurance, with insurance, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No, doesn't matter. The reality in healthcare today is to provide the kind of service with the kind of leading edge facilities and physicians and nursing staff and whatnot is an expensive proposition. So that's funded mostly by the Shriners organization. In other words, they give us money to do this work. But we now also, as of just a few years ago, begun to bill and collect where we could to help fund the service so we can just do more for more kids.
So where people are available to collect, then you do is what you're saying.
Right. So say if you had a commercial insurance product and your kid came and saw us, then we would like to if we could, to bill and collect for those services.
No, it makes sense. Totally does. If you've got the money to pay for it, then it makes sense to pay for it. I was taking a look at, and I'll give this address again, and always at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We always have all the Helping Hand addresses, but at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org, I noticed that there was mention of ER there. So there is ER service of some kind?
Actually, we don't have ER.
We don't have ER.
Right across the street from Kapi'olani, who is the nearest ER to us.
Okay, so when people have an ER need, that is not the place to go.
Right, correct. I think you might be thinking about the fracture clinic.
Okay.
So let me talk about that for just a second. So say you had a soccer game, your son had a soccer game on Saturday, fell, swollen knee, not sure what's up, you go to the ER. Oftentimes, it's hard to find follow-up care anywhere. It's not just in Hawaii, but anywhere around the country. You might have to wait a week. We have a fracture clinic. It's open 7:30 to 9 days of the week, every day of the week, and you can come in and then see us, see our orthopedic specialist, and you don't have to wait necessarily a few days or a week or otherwise to get that follow-up care. So it's not really ER care, but it's kind of the next step.
I get it, and it's, again, for 18 and under.
Correct.
Okay. And then in terms of the expansion, how is Shriners expanding?
You know, the biggest story is the brand new hospital. So if you haven't been by recently, it was opened up, actually went online in August of 2010. The campus is truly amazing. It is beautiful. It's state of the art. So that's the first tool in our toolkit. A couple of new things, the fracture clinic I mentioned. We also have a neurodevelopmental clinic. This is with Dr. Ryan Lee. He was trained here in Hawaii and also on the East Coast. Just a great guy. And this his specialty is treating kids that have conditions related to autism or ADHD or, you know, things that deal with behaviors and, you know, it's more, mental things than psychological things than orthopedics. So, yeah, a little bit of an expansion there.
Ah, that's cool. Well, I mean, it's a lot of realms that people need assistance in, and that's great that you're there to provide it. no doubt that when people are listening to this, there are plenty of people who really appreciate that what you guys are doing in the community and the invaluable position that you have, especially when it comes to people who are less fortunate. Are there ways that folks listening could volunteer, contribute, help out, whether it's providing time and labor, maybe it's cash, maybe there are specific skills that you need? With our large statewide audience, what could we do to help out your mission?
Well, Shriners as an organization only exists because of the generosity of people. And we've helped thousands and thousands of kids. And this is really life-changing stuff. You know, you can only imagine, you know, if you were a 2 or 3 or 4 year old and you couldn't walk, and then after you saw us, you could walk again and run and play. And I mean, that's a huge deal. It's just, yeah. It's such a privilege to be able to be part of somebody's life in such a meaningful way. And our donors, the Shrine, our local temple, the national organization, people have helped us, you know, over the last 90 years to get that done for local kids. And it's a wonderful thing. So that does mean cash, Dave. It means, you know, that helps us to fund the work that we do. It's volunteer time. We do have the ability to blend volunteers in the organization, which is a wonderful thing.
So you do. So if there are people listening and they don't have cash, undoubtedly some people do and they have a lot of cash and they could make a substantial donation to what you're doing. But people maybe perhaps who are not that fortunate, there are ways they could volunteer.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to have them come in. And I think you get a lot out of that. I mean, you really get to see the joy on the faces of the kids and the family and just be part of what is a wonderful operation overall. And there are things that are in kind as well, not just your own time, but we have a part of the hospital actually is a family living quarters, because some of the families that we bring from the Pacific Rim have no way to live here in Hawaii while their child is here, sometimes for a number of months where they have a series of surgeries.
Oh,
and so there's actually, it's like an apartment complex that's part of the hospital. And oftentimes, you know, we need things like laundry detergent or, you know, just stuff.
Supplies just to help
supplies,
them while they're
right.
here.
Exactly. And could be here for, you know, up to a year.
So those are, I'm assuming, not to put words in your mouth, those are other ways that people can help out, is like to donate supplies and stuff to help them. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, that's cool. And that's like, I guess to kind of give a plug to another sort of, that's sort of like what the Ronald McDonald House does when they put people up in an area.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, some of our kids and families they do stay at Ronald McDonald House as well.
Okay,
we have
usually
a couple of kids there at any one given time.
Okay, it sounded like the same sort of idea that you were talking about.
Yep.
Folks who are inspired, I have, and please, John, correct me if I screw any of this up. This is good statewide if folks want to call both to get help or if they want to offer help. 941-4466.
That's right. That's our main number, and anybody you talk to there can get you the right spot.
941-4466, and then online, ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org, and when you go there, it's very easy to then select the region that you're in, which would be us.
Right. Correct. Yes.
And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, our website, I always put all the contact information and obviously the audio archive of the interview. Is there anything else, John, that I failed to mention that you think is critical about your role and what you guys are doing over there that you'd like to share?
Well, I think two things. I mean, first of all, I'd like to say, because I'm on the radio with you, thank you. Not just to you personally, but to the radio station, to everybody that supported the mission of Shriners for so long, because it just makes such an important difference in the lives of kids. And that's what it's all about. That's what drives the staff to, you know, to do what they do every day, and our physicians, et cetera. So thanks for that. And then the second thing would be just to say, you know, Shriners has expanded their mission a little bit. You know, things are different today than they were, you know, even 10, 15 years ago. So if you haven't looked for a while, come back and take a look or come visit. We'd love to give you a tour and just learn what it's about. And that's part of what we're here is to make sure that people are aware so that they, if they need help, that they can get it.
It's Shriners Hospital's new administrator, John White, working here in their Honolulu facility. And again, at 941-4466, you can call them. ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org online, and at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I've got all the contact information waiting there for you. John, thank you so much for all the stuff that you do to help out people in need.
Dave, thank you. I enjoyed it.